Today's podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, let's get it going right here and right now. This is Diamond Conversations, and you are listening to episode number 9 of Diamond Conversations here on the Place to Be Nation podcasting network. If you didn't know by now, my name is Chad, and every single week we sit down here to have a Diamond Conversation to talk about something going on in the world of baseball. This week, dealing with it from a business point of view, and that is the business of baseball cards. But I'll get into that in just a second as I come to you remotely from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., looking out here on the D.C. landscape out my window. But in the podcasting chair today, I sit down to interview Ben Smith of Midwest Box Breaks to discuss a promo that he's got upcoming with former New York Yankees pitcher Phil Hughes, where they're going to have a very unique opportunity to not only take home some very cool cards, but also interact with Phil and win some Phil Hughes autograph memorabilia. But what is a box break, you say? Well, we're going to get into that today because the world of baseball cards has evolved so much from just buying the old wax pack at the corner store down at the local Five and Dime. The wax pack has come a long way. The baseball card industry itself has come a long way. And that's one thing Ben Smith, the Midwest Box Breaks, is going to kind of give us an idea on is, look, it's a multi-million dollar industry. There are very expensive boxes and products out there. But it's what the cards mean to you is really the most important thing. And I think at some point, everybody really has been a baseball card collector growing up, whether it was as a kid or as an adult. If you're a novice, you pick up a pack here and there, or you are a diehard collector, you know what it means to open that pack, find your favorite player, find your favorite autograph memorabilia card, look at the pictures, check out the stats, the cool inserts. There's always something for somebody who is a baseball fan inside a pack of baseball cards. But these box break opportunities that are out there, there's a lot now. There's a lot of different vendors that you could pick from. There's a lot of different websites. There's a lot of different YouTube channels. But Midwest Box Breaks definitely stepping outside the mold and really wanting to connect directly with the collectors that buy into their box breaks, buy into their products. And again, it's something that Ben's going to talk about more here in just a couple of minutes. But look, myself personally, I'm still a huge card collector. I'm still checking out the Walmarts and the Targets every single week, going online, buying something off of eBay. It's still a huge passion of mine to this day. And if we kind of look at the landscape of the Diamond Conversation episodes to date, we've really covered a huge portion of the world of baseball, whether it's from the player's perspective, whether it's from the announcer's perspective or an author. It's been really cool now to add in something that I love personally, like the baseball card industry, and get somebody in here to talk about it, get an expert in to kind of give us the 411 as to what's going on in the world of baseball cards, the trends, the changes, things going on. And hopefully, if you are a listener to this show, you'll take advantage of the opportunity to buy into a box break with Midwest Box Breaks, and a special opportunity for Place to Be Nation listeners, as Ben will provide us with a coupon code to get 10% off your first purchase with Midwest Box Breaks by using the code P2B at the checkout. You'll get 10% off, and that's very, very kind of Ben to do that for us, because he did not need to do that coming on the show, but it's a great opportunity to spread the word, maybe bring a few new customers to the fray. Hey, maybe even bring a few fans back to the baseball card world that haven't had the opportunity to buy some in a long time. Well, this is a great one right here, because you get to choose not only the product you want to buy, but you might even get the chance to pick your favorite team. And that's something that you weren't always able to do. So I don't want to spoil any more of this interview. I want to wrap it up nice and get into this Diamond Conversation with Ben Smith of Midwest Box Breaks. But before we do a little bit of maintenance, we got one more episode here before the holidays, and we'll take a little break, maybe about a 1 week break, and then pick it back up in 2020. I've already got somebody lined up for the first week, so we will get kicking off the new year in a big way. For the plugs, if you want to find the show on Facebook, go to facebook.com and type in Diamond Conversations Baseball Podcast. There you'll just get updates as to what's going on. I'll try to not spoil the guest. I always hate spoiling the guest. That's always been a pet peeve of mine. But maybe a tease here and there if it's worth getting out there. And if you want to head over to Twitter, it's Chad Ian B on Twitter. And the show is Diamond Convo. Just got an updated Twitter handle for Diamond Conversations. It's at Diamond Convo. And joining the Instagram trend here. Never been an Instagram guy, but I got an Instagram account. Check it out. It's at Chad Ian B on Instagram. Again, you're not going to find much more than just promotions for the show, but anything to get the word out would be appreciated. So let's wrap it up here nice. Let's get on over to this interview. And hey, go buy yourself some baseball cards this holiday season and have a great time. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Diamond Conversations, to sit down in the chair and have a Diamond Conversation on this Place to Be Podcast Nation platform. Welcoming in, we're going on a different route this week, which I like. We're talking more a business end of baseball, and that is the baseball card business, as I welcome in Ben Smith of Midwest Box Breaks. Ben, welcome to Diamond Conversations.
Hey, thanks, Chad. This is awesome. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. This is different because we've talked to a couple ball players. We've talked to some authors. I talked to a Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame announcer on Diamond Conversation so far. But I want to talk about more of a hobby-related thing or something that, you know, might be a little more lighthearted as we move forward here, and that is the baseball card, the sports card trading world, something very dear to me. I'm a long-time baseball card collector, just getting back into the hobby around 2015 and seeing this new world of all this craziness that we're going to get into in a couple of minutes. But it's called Midwest Box Breaks, and if you're not familiar with what a box break is, I would like to have Ben kind of explain that to you. So Ben, before we talk about the nuts and bolts of our conversation today, tell everybody exactly what a box break is.
Okay, so a box break, also called group break, depending on where you see it at. Basically, we'll take, it could be a case of cards, could be a couple cases, it could be one box, and however you want to divvy up the teams, whether it's through a website or I see some Facebook groups that do it and whatnot, but each team is assigned to an owner, so you go through the site and you buy a team, or you can get one randomly, which we can talk about, but let's say you've got your Nats, so I open up the box of the cases on YouTube, and we've got a couple different cameras, almost like a casino atmosphere where you can watch my hands and watch everything that's going on the whole time. But I'll open up those boxes and cases live, and everything I pull for your team, I ship to you. So it might be, you know, a common base card. It could be we've pulled a Mike Trout card that went for $6,000. So
wow.
It can run anywhere. All kinds of different sizes of products. We do baseball, football, basketball, even a little bit of hockey. We've tried wrestling once. It just kind of depends on what the people want. But yeah, you've got the rights to those cards. And as I open them, if it's your team, it's going to you. So every card ships, and we ship in 3 or 4 different countries, Canada, all over the U.S., and it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's cool. And that's one of the things, like I said, when getting back in 2015, this is one of the first things I saw was this different way of kind of consuming the product. And that is, instead of you going out and buying the box itself, and, you know, for an example, I'm a Mets collector, so, you know, you go through and you're buying a huge box of cards and you're looking for the Mets, and now you're sitting on a stack of cards that you're never going to look at ever again. This kind of gives you the opportunity not only to get the team that you want, but it also gives you a chance at getting some more of those rarer signed cards, the game used cards, which became such a big deal in the early 2000s. But it gives you a better opportunity to get really what you're looking for rather than just kind of sift through hundreds of, you know, whatever base or random insert cards that you might have. But for those that stepped away from card collecting for a long time, to come back into it, now you have the opportunity to own some more of those high-end cards at a more reasonable price, but getting just one specific team.
Yeah, it's and it's great, and you hit the nail on the head. You can go right after your team, or if there's a certain player you're after on another team, you could take a shot at those. And we've had some guys that are diehard Braves, Cubs, Red Sox, you name it, and they've pulled some pretty cool stuff that they wanted just for their team, and it saves you from the effort of trying to get rid of all that stuff you don't want too. So.
Yeah, and it's fun, and that's the other cool thing, whether you're watching somebody do it online, or there's been times where if I've participated in a break, I haven't checked the results, and I wait to see what I get in the mail, because it kind of plays like a Russian roulette style, but that's what the entire industry is all about anyway. It's all taking a big gamble, whether you buy a $10 box of Walmart, or you buy a $3,000 box of Topps Transcendent, or however much that's going for. But I want to talk to you today about a big event you have coming up this week, which if you're listening to this on Tuesday when it's released on Wednesday, you're doing a really cool promotion with former baseball player Phil Hughes. Obviously, if you remember the name, he pitched for the New York Yankees, he pitched for the Minnesota Twins, but Phil is a diehard card collector. He's a baseball card collector, he's a big hockey fan, but he's a big Pokemon fan as well, which I kind of find very funny. But you're doing a big promotion with Phil, so kind of fill in the listeners of Diamond Conversations in about this promotion and what you guys are doing.
Okay, so first off, I started talking to Phil, I think it was earlier this year. It's been a little while, but guy is awesome. He's accessible. He's humble. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And, you know, realized he was a card collector. And at first I was, oh, wow, you know, Phil was on the Yankees. And then it just turned into, he's a regular dude and he's a card collector. And when the dust settles after this event, it's going to be crazy when you see how many new collectors and guys coming back, like both of us, that he's brought into it. It's insane. I've got a Twitter DM that's packed full of guys that just bought in last night. So what's going on is Phil and I got together. We're breaking three cases of Bowman's Best, which releases on Wednesday the 18th. It's a pretty cool product. It's got some veteran autos in it. It's got a lot of prospects in it and some younger guys. So it's got a nice mix. The checklist is pretty nice. But we went live with the breaks last night, and we sold all six breaks within an hour. It was crazy. But Phil's going to join us live in the chat room on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Midwest Box Breaks. And he's going to just kind of hang out and talk to people and interact and engage with some of the guys. And he's got some cool stuff from some of his cards he's opened that he's given it away. And then we've got a promotion where anybody that's in that break that does not get a hit, being an auto card, nobody gets an autograph out of Bowman's Best, he is shipping me a bunch of his cards that he has signed, and we're going to make sure all those people get a Phil Hughes autographed card, which is amazing. And he's got a YouTube channel. It's called Phil's Polls, and he doesn't do his live yet, but he'll open, like you said, hockey, high-end baseball. He's done a lot of Topps Dynasty, and he'll put those videos on, and it's brought in a lot of new people, and again, people like us that, you know, left for a long time and came back. So it's a pretty cool deal. He's been more than generous with his time, and especially, you know, signing all those cards. He had to buy his own cards off eBay and then get them and sign them and then ship them to me. But it's pretty cool. Like I said, they're all sold out. Personally, I'll have some more Bowman's Best breaks on my site here as early as maybe tomorrow morning. But all those are sold out. But I encourage people to check out our channel. Wednesday, I go on at 7 Eastern Standard Time. And Phil will be there. You can sit and shoot the breeze and chat and talk, ask him questions. And who knows, you might win some pretty cool cards. Check out his Twitter. You'll see some of the stuff he's given away, too. So it's going to be pretty cool.
He's so cool with that. And I do follow both of his pages. I've watched the YouTube videos. And he's just not what you would think when it comes to the stereotypical thought you have of an athlete. And again, on this show, that's what I've tried to kind of bring out, is guys who have that personality and guys that show you another side of them. Because we see them on the mound. We see them, you know, competing. And it's very serious. But this is a guy who's a giant card collector. He's funny as hell. I mean, whether he's...
Yeah, he is.
Tweeting, you know, some kind of funny meme or whatever, or making up some sort of thing on the actual videos themselves, he's very funny, and his personality shines through in a major way. So that is an awesome association with you. And, you know, I was telling you before we got on the air here, I did try to my best to get in. I luckily got in on the second break that you'll be doing, but that I have to settle for the Washington Nationals. I mean, I'm supporting the cause here, but I took a major bullet that, as a Met fan, I got to sit here and take a Nat spot. But I'm doing it to help out, so I'm very happy to do so.
Yeah, I appreciate the support, and I may be able to find some Met stuff for you. I don't know. We'll see what we've got here. Tell you what, I was always, you know, I kind of watched the Mets, too. I'm a big Yankees fan, but, you know, I like Strawberry and Gary Carter and some of the other guys, too, from back in the 80s. I think Pete Alonso is going to be pretty awesome, and I don't know, he's helped revive some of the Mets fandom and the hobby, too, as far as Mets card collectors, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was very cool to have his card be a chase card this year, and him be the Rookie of the Year, obviously, the 53 home runs, and really be such a dynamo to the early half of the season where he wasn't involved in a lot of the you know, the regular top sets. I mean, now I'm sure he'll be a cornerstone of the top sets next year. But talk about how the hobby has kind of evolved. And for years, we always heard about, oh, my mom threw out my baseball cards, or in the 80s, it was, well, I bought all these cards, and now they're, you know, basically glorified toilet paper in some instances. Now, the business of baseball cards is, it could be very high end. It could cost a lot of money. But in recent years, I've really seen the trend of the rookie card really start to take shape, starting with the Mike Trout and kind of getting more into the last few years. It seems like it's bringing people back in droves to collect these cards, and potentially, you know, if you do pull something, you might be able to flip it for a pretty damn good amount of money, because some of these things are going for hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Sure. So, like a lot of people, I collected early, mid, late 80s, early into the 90s, stopped, adulthood took over, so I took a break for a long time. I've only been back in for maybe 2 years or so, and I was blown away at how much it had changed. First thing I did was get out my old cards, and I'm like, these got to be worth so much money. And then I quickly got schooled on how much was actually produced back in that time frame. You might still find something good if you've got a Griffey or a Jeter or something like that grades well. Any card that grades well can fetch a premium. But so I had a friend, that a coworker that I worked with, and we talked about cards, and he kind of, you know, got me signed up to a couple Facebook groups and things like that. And the subject of breaks came on. I tried a break. I was instantly hooked. And then that's where I kind of started to learn, you know, RPAs and patch autograph cards and, you know, cards numbered to 99 and a one of one. I mean, we didn't even have really one of ones before, when I was ripping, you know, boxes of 89 Upper Deck and crazy stuff like that. So a lot has changed. In my group, we try to cater to both types of collectors, the guys that are putting sets together and have, you know, their personal collection of their teams. But we've got some investor flipper types that, you know, want to hoard, you know, certain rookies they think are going to be hot. And it's so crazy. Any card you've got, you're one good game away from that guy just kind of going through the roof. And you see it on eBay all the time. A backup comes in, he has a good game, especially in the NFL. And you get on eBay and you see what his cards are going for, and the NBA is the same way. And it's so, I think the difference now with social media and all this information and the internet and all the real time updates on stuff, it's nuts how you can see, you know, people found that Acuna bat down card from last year that, you know, jumped to $250. And I went through some cards a couple days ago where I found a couple Alonzos and some other stuff, Minshew and things like that, where it's crazy because you can open something, set it aside, especially draft and prospect product, and go through it a year later and just be amazed at the turn just from a good game, a good half a season, a late call-up. It's so crazy now, and it's exciting for people. It can be frustrating to some people. The timing, and it's almost a real-time sports market, I guess, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's, you said it well before with how your setup is, how it's like, you know, looking in on a casino, basically, the way you have it set, because it's a huge gamble. And especially if you are spending lots and lots of money. I know, you know, specifically my brother, You know, back in the day, we would buy packs together and we would try to collect sets and grab the Mets and do what we can. But, you know, he basically tried to jump in to get on the craze of trying to flip something quick. And he was just really spending lots of money and not getting any return. And that frustration you get to see is somebody who, you know, you can't just really step in, think you open a box or two and now you're going to be retiring and settling in on some, you know, island, you know, after a couple of boxes. But there are those few gems out there. And, you know, you mentioned the Ronald Acuna Jr., the bat up, the bat down. You got the variations. You have all the different kinds of short prints that are out there now. What do you feel is maybe an oversaturated addition to cards these days? Is it that there are a ton of short print and variations? Is it that they still load some of the game used stuff in or the relics and they're not very sought after anymore? What do you feel is something that's kind of oversaturated the current market?
I think there is a lot of non-licensed product, and I've seen some really nice non-licensed cards from Panini. If you don't know, Panini doesn't have the MLB license. Topps has it. So anything made by Panini has airbrushed out logos. They don't use the mascot names, and they just use the city and things like that. But they go out of their way to hide those logos and licensed items and images. But I've pulled some pretty nice stuff out of those breaks. They just don't seem to hold value because, you know, collectors want to see, you know, the Yankee logo, and they want to see the name on the card. And I'd like to see some of that change. If we could get back to where it was a little bit, you know, back in the day where you had not necessarily a Fleer or a Donruss, but, you know, a little bit more competition, I think it would bring the quality up overall as far as the product. And I think one thing that would help, and maybe we'll see this one day, some of the card companies need to be run by card collectors, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
I think if you brought somebody in there that really scrutinized the product and was hell-bent on quality and appealing to the collector. And if you look at the football releases, there's a new football release almost every week. And I don't know if we need that. I think we should trim it down a little bit. But I'd like to see another player come in and maybe put some of these fat cats on their ear and get them to up their game, I guess, a little bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think that's a very, very big pipe dream. I would love to see that happen too, but that's the Panini thing is, it's so frustrating because you see some of these cards that they have out there that are just, if they had a logo on them, would be literally Cooperstown worthy. They're so amazing. And, you know, when you see somebody like, you know, just, we'll pull up, for instance, you know, like an Oakland A's, like a Reggie Jackson, you know, and they've got this head-on picture of him with this goofy, you know, plain logo. My uncle would, who listens to this show and is a giant card collector himself, kind of equates it to like when you would get a card out of like the cereal box, you know, back in the day.
Exactly.
You'd get the Kellogg's card.
The post-cereal card.
Yeah, the post-cereal cards, exactly. And they had the no logos. It makes them look so goofy that people who spend thousands and thousands of dollars on, Flawless, right? Panini Flawless and Immaculate. Like, they're these giant cars that they put in there with legendary guys, just icons and Hall of Fame names. And, you know, you see stuff, Babe Ruth, and it's like, okay, who? Oh, New York. Oh, I remember. Yeah, the New York Babe Ruth. You know, it's like it devalues it in the sense that it looks cheap, and they put these really expensive pieces in it.
Yeah, I recently picked up a Joe DiMaggio 1/1 out of, I believe it was Immaculate, and it's got a piece of his bat in there, and I got it pretty cheap, and I'm a big Yankee fan, but, you know, there's a part of me that's like, yeah, this is okay, just because of that fact that you can't. And, you know, a lot of it's psychologically, but it's a personal preference. You know, as a collector, if something doesn't make you happy, I mean, what is it really worth?
Yeah.
You're going to want to, I'll keep the card, but you get my point. It kind of, you know, it takes away from it a little bit. So
I'm just looking over at my case that sits next to me while I record these. And I do have a couple of a couple Panini Gary Carter pieces in my cabinet. But I strategically picked which ones I wanted because I didn't want any goofy ones where he's a Montreal Expo and he's just got a blank hat on. If he's a catcher, I make sure he's wearing his mask. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It doesn't make it look goofy. But do you ever think that there's a chance we could see either the MLB kind of extend the license out to maybe a Panini, or do you think there could viably be a third party at some point back into the trading card game?
You know, I don't know. Like my comment earlier, I think, again, it goes back to somebody that is a, quote, card guy. If you could get somebody like that in there and you had an in to try to negotiate some of the stuff, and we're talking millions of dollars. So I don't know. I mean, Topps and Panini have it locked up pretty tight. But, you know, I don't know that they're paying attention to the Twitter feeds and everything else, where there are people that are just unhappy. Guys have waited years for some redemptions. So I think really it'll never work where somebody says, well, let's just stop buying the cards and they'll notice. That's not going to work. That, no. I compare that to the Facebook post you see where people say, hey, on Thursday, nobody buy gas. We're going to make the gas prices go down. It doesn't work. It does not work. I mean, it's great in theory. But again, I think if you really got somebody that was passionate about the hobby in there and said, no, enough is enough. And you know what? There's a lot of professional players that are collectors too. If you got the right group of people on board, I think you could do it. So if you're in that group, I'm available. So
yeah, I was just going to say, what a ringing endorsement for yourself to lead the charge. I'd love to see that. We could be a small part in playing the take back game from the big Tops and the Paninis. But before we get kind of in a wrap up here, and you got a very special little thing we're going to share with the Place to Be Nation audience, talk about some of your favorites, whether it's a favorite card, a favorite set. You know, you're a Yankee fan, so you've obviously got a lot to choose from, which is very very sad to be a Met fan and not have as many of those glorious legendary names. But can you share with us maybe a card or two that might stand out as a favorite of yours?
Okay, so I've got a card that is a booklet. It's got three players on it. It's got some 27 Murderers Row Yankees on it. It's got Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and Bob Musil. And it's got game used relics built into the card. It's numbered 3 of 3. And I pulled it in a break on the night that Ruth's granddaughter, was it granddaughter or daughter, passed. And it was numbered 3 of 3.
Wow.
And it was for another person that had the Yankees in my break. And the guys in my break club, which is the collecting group we have, went behind my back and bought the card from the guy that won it and gave it to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
A very special one. That is a very special one. I've got a Phil Hughes autograph card, obviously, that's special to me. I'm a huge Mattingly collector. I met Mattingly 2 years ago, him and Bernie Williams, so any Mattingly stuff is special to me. I've got tons of stuff that people have sent me. I'm a huge Niner fan, too. I've got some nice Montana and Jerry Rice stuff, but, you know, a lot of times it goes back to the older stuff I had. I've got a 56 Mantle that I love. I'm going to pick that old vintage stuff probably every day of the week versus anything that's out right now, and that's just the way I collect.
Yeah.
But, for your listeners out there that are getting back in and new, I've got a thing called Break Club, and it's hosted in Discord, which is a gaming chat app. And it's for new collectors and people coming back to the hobby like you and I. And we bring you in, and you can ask questions all day long. The room basically runs 24 hours a day. But they can ask hobby-related questions, do whatever they want. They can buy into our breaks, things like that. So if they're out there, you know, have them hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, wherever they find me. And if it's a fit, we'll send you the link and you can join our group. And it's kind of a way that we ease people back in the hobby, because like we talked about at the beginning, so much had changed. That was one of my goals, that I want to help other people coming back and kind of eliminate or reduce some of that learning curve so they don't go out there and make a bunch of mistakes and,
yeah,
you know, buy a bunch of product and things, and really kind of school them and let them know how things work. So, it's been pretty successful. We really look out for each other. It's a great community. The card community is a great place to be, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or wherever. But it's pretty cool because we've made a lot of friendships and met people at the national convention and things like that. So I wanted to make sure I got that plug in. So.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely be checking out to AC this year or next year coming up. I was in Atlantic City the last time it was there. And I couldn't, actually, I was in the other side. I was close to Atlantic City and I couldn't make it. So my plan is to make my debut there in 2020. So looking forward to that. But before we get to the final plugs, you have a special code for the Place to Be Nation listeners of Diamond Conversations. So if you don't mind sharing that right now, the special Midwest Box Breaks deal that we have for you, courtesy of the man himself, Ben. So, Ben, if you can share that, please do so.
All right, so if you go to our website, MidwestBoxBreaks.com, which is a secure website that takes PayPal and credit card, when you go to check out, there's a spot for a coupon code. Enter P2B. P, the number 2, and B. That'll be good for 10% off anything in your cart, so the entire cart. And hit us up, shoot me a message, let me know you're in. First-time customers get new stuff with their mail debt. If you buy no break and completely strike out and get nothing, I'm still going to send you stuff. So then let's have that conversation about you being new and back in the hobby. A lot of people collect with their kids. Bring them in. We've got stuff for kids. We give stuff away left and right. So hit me up. Use that coupon code. Save some money and give it a shot.
Yeah, and I mean, that's how we connected, is just basically off of a follow and forward. And that, to me, is really cool. And the website itself, it's MidwestBoxBreak.com. And, it's very cool to see how that whole entire Bowman box break went down, the sale, even trying to follow Phil on Twitter and seeing, like, how he couldn't keep up with how the response was. I mean, it was very cool to see. Hopefully you guys have more of that in the future. But unless you have anything else, we can head into to the final wrap.
Hey, I'm good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so it's at Midwest Box Break on Twitter. Please give a follow, and appreciate you coming on today. This is a lot of fun.
Hey, I appreciate it, Chad. Thank you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth search projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.